Welcome to Inside Calvary. We're starting a new topic now, and we're going to discuss volunteering, the rewards and the challenges of volunteering. I have Tyler Ludwig and Kyle Stone with me. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Thank you.
I was really happy that you guys accepted the invitation to be on the podcast. Both of you are or have been very active in our church, and you know all about the rewards and challenges of volunteering. And so I thought you'd both have very good perspectives on that. So why don't we get right into it? The first question I want to ask is, can volunteering be an act of worship? I mean, that's what church is essentially all about. It's coming to worship the Lord, to give our lives to Him because He loved us so much. He gave His life for us. What do you think? Can volunteering be an act of worship? Kyle?
I think definitely. I think it might be helpful to talk about what worship is for a minute. I think Patrick kind of spoken on this before, and it's ascribing worth. It's saying, this is worth my resources. So volunteering is as much as worship as telling God that you love Him through song or through giving of your tithe.
You know, it's funny, Joe, that when, you know, this topic came up, I immediately went and thought to the teen group that I'm also involved in. That's one of the areas that I serve in. And a few weeks ago, I actually taught on worship itself, and we went and talked with the teens about what it really is. And I think as churchgoers, it's easy to get distracted with the word itself because it's such a Christian phrase that's thrown around that we forget that. You know, it's a lot more than the music that we sing in service. And so we did a whole study on that, and we really dove into the fact that worship ultimately is what we do for the Lord through our lives. It culminates in the actions that we take to serve Him. And with regard to, you know, maybe overstepping, you know, that initial period when you come to know the Lord and you want to be involved and you want to give Him everything you have. I mean, I think that definitely is still an act of worship. But I know as I've been doing this for many years now in different churches that, one of the things you do have to be careful of is keeping your perspective aligned, to make sure that your focus in serving is still Him and not in the act itself. So that your intentions and your motivations are still to serve Him. And not really to focus on the act of serving itself.
Volunteering goes to motive, maybe, in a sense, would you say?
Yeah, I definitely think that's part of it. I mean, I know we've talked a lot in church about, and even in, you know, in the Bible, Jesus talks a lot about how many things in life are an issue of the heart, right? Mm. So that definitely is a perspective of it, for sure. But I've also seen in my own life with any act of service, many times, any type of, you know, putting myself out there for someone else inside or outside of the church, even though it may start with, you know, maybe not the right intentions. Usually the Lord blesses it and turns it around and turns it into something that actually, benefits me in the long run in terms of either bringing me closer to Him or opening my eyes up to maybe my own selfish intentions or just, you know, giving me the blessing of what service really brings to you, giving of yourself to other people.
Yeah, I like what you just said about coming back around. I'm looking at a verse on my screen right here, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run over. I remember the first time I heard that verse made me think, wow, I really got to get busy. I got to do something for the Lord. Kyle, you were very, very busy with the audio ministry for a long time. You were a single guy when you first started.
Yeah, I definitely felt overall very blessed from being able to serve. I've always been drawn to technology in the church, and when I started coming to Calvary, probably maybe a month or two after I decided that this is going to be my church home, I asked to see if I could volunteer, and I've been very glad I did. But Yeah, things did get busy when we started adding more services, but we didn't have more volunteers right away. And we started with one service, everything, you know, it's everything went pretty well. We started doing two services. It started getting harder, but still definitely doable. But then Saturday night service, that started to get pretty difficult at times. I want to say I learned that I need to check to see where my heart is when I'm serving. There are definitely some times I was putting the volunteering before the worship. Like it wasn't really worship anymore. It was doing it because nobody else would. Eventually, God managed to work that around in my heart, but there were some times that I came to resent being the only one, you know, doing Saturday night for whatever reason.
It's funny how the Lord always does end up working something out, blessing. That leads into my next question. Do you think volunteering in the roles that you are or have been has enhanced your life outside of church in any way? Tyler?
The question offhand strikes me because I often think of my life as almost being majority of it being spent inside the church in some capacity. That's just kind of been my course through life thus far. But I mean, I really think that it teaches you how to die to yourself in some way. And that really helps you be an example to others outside of, you know, outside of our Christian relationships inside church. Because serving is all about placing yourself last and putting others before you, what, you know, even the most menial of tasks. And I think the act of serving really does a number on your heart and your walk with the Lord and how you actually approach your interactions with others and how you're supposed to approach your interactions with non-believers, you know, in your job, with people that you encounter, you know, just going about your business. And so I think probably the best way to answer that is, yeah, just, it gives you the sense of serving others. And that really can be a bridge to be Jesus to people without even ever opening your mouth and just demonstrating those kind of, those actions towards others when you're outside the four walls of church.
What about the opposite of that question for you, Tyler? Has volunteering in church or being very active in the church ministries hurt you at work in any way or deterred you from maybe, you know, moving up the ladder, so to speak, at work?
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen that effect. For the most part, for me, like I said, you know, being involved with my church has been a part of my life, a big part of my life, for a long time. I've come from, I came prior to this church from a very small body where I was heavily involved as well. It's never really taken away from my time. I've never valued my career above my walk in any way. So it's the call of the job, you know, to maybe work extra late hours and that kind of thing. Though it ebbs and flows with projects that I'm on at work. I don't think it's hindered at all in that sense in terms of, you know, maybe, like you said, climb the ladder at your career or anything like that. What I would say though, as you mentioned that Kyle, when he started serving in the audio ministry, he was a single man, as was I. And I have definitely noticed the impact that it takes on the family to dedicate, you know, the time that goes into serving itself, the hours that you put in at church, but also the time outside of church that you use preparing for things and organizing and all of the effort that goes into that. And there, you know, you do need to learn to strike a balance between family and serving. And I think the Lord calls us to, you know, serve our family first. So that's definitely something that I've learned in volunteering.
Mm. Kyle, how about you? Have you seen your job affected in any way?
I wouldn't say that I've had any negative effects. similar to Tyler, the work I do sometimes I have to travel, and so I can't physically be at church, and things have to be may have been rearranged because of that, or things are busy, and I need to step back a little bit from serving. But as to the positive side, I was also struggling to see, well, has there been a positive benefit? But I was even just today talking to my manager, and she was saying that she's been able to work with me on a project, and she's appreciated the way I've approached certain things, like how explaining without maybe demeaning, like, oh, you should know this already. And I can kind of attribute that to being the audio video leader and having to explain things. Like, I think that's been a benefit for me.
How about leadership? As a volunteer, what would you say you expect from leadership? Go ahead, Kyle.
I guess the biggest thing that is most appreciated is kind of consistency, like knowing what's coming, what your expectations are as a volunteer. Like, I think probably the worst thing as a volunteer is to be in the middle of serving in a worship service, and all of a sudden there's this thing that apparently you were supposed to have done that you didn't do, and now the whole service is disrupted, right? Because you didn't do this thing that you didn't realize that, oh, I didn't realize I was that guy. So sometimes we don't always communicate our expectations very well, but I look for someone who's trying to see what, step into my shoes for a minute and see what life is like sitting in the booth, and how, decisions that need to be made on a weekly basis back there, sometimes really quickly. So I think it's still kind of the same thing, where I expect that everything that I need to know to do as a volunteer, even as, kind of a middle manager, so to speak, if I'm leading other volunteers, like, I need to know what to tell them to do. I need to know all the expectations laid down for us. And really, it's super helpful if things are planned out in advance and there aren't any, surprises the morning of. That's just for the anyone who's even on the worship team or speaking. It's always helpful if there aren't any last-minute surprises.
Tyler, what would you say is an expectation you have of leadership as a volunteer?
So this might be more of a personal answer for me, and how I view things, but just because I know that a lot of effort goes into being a volunteer and a lot of it is unseen, I don't know if I expect it, but I really appreciate it when there is some recognition, not in the form of, public recognition or anything like that, but just an acknowledgement that the service is being done and that there's a lot that goes into what we do. Even the smallest gesture, and a thank you and that kind of thing, which I don't think we've had a problem with at our church. I feel like the servants at our church are taken notice of, and we know what we're even recognized well. We have a luncheon every year of some kind to celebrate, all the service we've done that year and that kind of thing. So for me, that's something that's important. But I definitely echo Kyle's appreciation for consistency. I think that is definitely important. A lot of what we do is founded on organizational structure that, since we're kind of an ad hoc organization, a lot of hands doing the same task, and shared among different people, that consistency is very important, especially in the audio ministry, as Kyle mentioned. It can be very, it can really test your test your quickness when you're in the sound booth and something goes wrong, as he said. That's definitely a trait that you learn to deal with it, but it's something that if we were to have a perfect world, consistency is definitely a thing that I agree is a good thing to have.
Yeah, it also helps to be an adrenaline junkie if you work in the soundboard, doesn't it? If things start going wrong, boy, you can feel that adrenaline start pumping, and you know, yeah. Sometimes the answer to the problem doesn't come very quickly, and you have to figure something out.
It's very often the case that a few seconds feels like a lot longer, but you definitely learn to deal with it. And once you're able to get away from the situation and find a calm second in your head to just work through the situation, that definitely helps.
Right. I've mentioned this to Kyle. I noticed not too long into serving in the audio-video ministry that there often isn't a lot of recognition during the service. A lot of times people will walk up to the window and thank you for your service after church, but there definitely is a lot of recognition when something goes wrong, and you'll see heads start turning back looking at the audio booth, and there's not a whole lot you can do but kind of put your head down and feel your face turn red and just yeah. Kind of muddle through.
Yeah, one of the difficulties of being an AV person is that your entire job is to not be noticed. So yes. When you're doing your job well, no one's going to know. That's a special difficulty of that position, I think.
But it's a plus, too, if you're an introvert, like many of us have admitted to being. You know, you're back there and nobody's looking at you, and you feel comfy and cozy right there in the booth, and until something goes wrong, of course. Does God give more weight to our volunteering in church more so than if we were volunteering in the community, do you think?
I think there's probably a different calling on each person. I think if you're not listening to God and volunteering in church when he really wants you out of church, that could be a negative thing, and vice versa. If you're scared of serving in church for whatever reason, but serving outside in the community where God really wants you in the church, then that's not the place to be in either.
You know, I'm having a blank on, I feel like there was a scripture that's in my mind that talks about this, about putting the house of God first. But I feel like there is a family aspect to the body of Christ, that we're called to treat each other as a family the same way that we would, you know, our own flesh and blood. And so in that way, I think there's maybe more of a weight towards the body of Christ, whereas I would seek to meet the needs of my brothers and sisters probably before I would go outside and try to meet the needs of those outside the church. But I definitely don't think that there's a disadvantage to those who are called to serve outside in ministries that are not related to services at the church or what have you. But I feel like the body of Christ, when your local body of Christ, should probably be your at least first initiative in some capacity before you seek to go outside the walls.
Right. Yeah, and I guess some are called to serve outside the church in the community, and that's where the Lord is leading them. That's where the Lord will bless them and others around them, I guess. But I feel similar to you. When I came to know the Lord, I felt as though I wanted to return all that he did for me in some sort of service. And naturally, it just felt like the church was the place to do that. We have a lot of areas in church where people can serve. A couple I thought of were our children's ministry, of course, audio, video, worship. Can you guys think of any other places that right now might be a good place for people to volunteer?
I don't know about right now in particular, but there's plenty of opportunities to serve. We need people to greet at the front door as some come in. We need ushers. We need, like I think you mentioned, Sunday school teachers and helpers. Even those leading different Bible studies and such. Like sometimes child care is needed there.
A big one, Joe, that comes to mind to me, just because we're in the middle of of winter is the shoveling that goes on that, you know, people don't often think of. The brave souls who wake up early before first service and come and shovel the walks for everyone to make sure. I mean, that's some of the things that I think of, you know, some of that nitty gritty work that gets done.
Kyle and Tyler, thanks so much for being here. Do you have any final thoughts on the question of volunteering, the rewards and challenges?
Yeah, so I think it's when you're volunteering and there are times you can tell that God is really working through you. Like, that's the biggest reward that I've noticed is things have happened that, you know, it definitely wasn't me when things just kind of fell into place and something, you know, could definitely have been a disaster, but God was, you know, working all the details out and things just clicked and nobody noticed. Like, those are rewarding things for me for my particular service position. But there are definitely some challenges. And one of the big things I've learned is God doesn't want you to burn out. He doesn't want you to serve too much. You have to learn to rely on him for strength, yes, but rely on him for wisdom on when is it okay to say, no, I'm going too far. So you don't, because if you do go too far, then you can't serve for a while. And I guess if I could maybe summarize that, I would say God doesn't love you any less or more depending on how much you're serving. Like, your actions are independent of how much he loves you.
Yeah, so I have an interesting perspective. I've been to several churches in my walk. I've been to a fairly large church. I've been to an extremely small church, and then now our church, which is some measure between. And I've never been to a church where the leadership had to, tell people no because they had too many servants already. And I found that in every church, there are vacancies, that are willing to be filled by anyone who steps up. There are openings that will be created for people that have a special gift. And I think the key about serving is that it's something that every person that goes to a church should be involved in, because we all have gifts in different areas that the Lord wants us to use for his glory. And it might be in the smallest of venues and it might be insignificant, but I really feel that, you know, as we grow in our walk with the Lord, he calls us to service as a way to develop our relationship with him, to really teach us more about who he is as we serve, because we know that Jesus was a servant of all. And I think that in the act of service, I mean, it's a really great way to accelerate your growth and your walk with the Lord. It's an excellent way to build relationships with your brothers and sisters at the church, and to and stretch yourself in that way. And so that's really what I would like to say as my final thought, because I just know that people may be hindered because of maybe the commitment or maybe being a little bit timid about it, but the blessings that come from it are really are exceptional, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
I guess I would just end up saying that our greatest example of a volunteer would be the Lord himself. The Bible tells us that he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. We have many great examples at church of volunteers who sacrifice, really give their all, and I'm thankful for them.
Well, thanks again to Kyle and Tyler for being with us. If you'd like to join us for a podcast, just let me know. We'll be continuing our discussion on volunteering.